Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
There are lots of ways to get active. Lots of different ways. No matter how we choose to move, we can all agree moving more feels good, especially when we move together. Go for a walk, sneak in a stretch, conquer a healthy challenge, or grab a buddy to make exercise more fun. However you move, just make sure you're active every day. The more you move, the more energy you'll have to tackle the rest of your day. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Thursday, November 17th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. 26,650 head will be on offer, 6,100 feeder steers, 2,300 feeder heifers, almost 12,000 weaned calves, and 5,000 beef dairy crosses. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, and for more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, live cattle tried to push higher but failed yesterday. December closed slightly higher as it remains close to cash. Later contracts faltering and entrenched in a downtrend. February and April contracts have eliminated nearly all the gains over the past month. It seems that anticipation for higher cash this week has waned, with the hope being for steady cash. Lower box beef prices not helping, with choice down 96 cents and select down $2.06. Packers will be purchasing for the shorter week next week, but if the price is right, they may purchase for deferred delivery after Thanksgiving, putting them in a better position for the following week. Hogs opened higher, then shot up quickly about an hour later on the positive news coming from the meeting of the U.S. and China presidents over international relationships. This provides hope that China's demand for pork will continue and increase. The sharp rally of futures did not last long, with prices falling back to where they had been. On the grain futures, lower wheat prices at all three exchanges as a good portion of the gains yesterday given back overnight. Chicago down 10 to 11 cents. Kansas City down 5 to 9 cents. Minneapolis is off 5 to 7 cents. Hard wheat contracts posted double-digit gains the previous day thanks to the surprise export business to Iraq and the inability of Russia and the UN to come to an agreement on the Black Sea export corridor. Lower corn prices overnight, trading inside Monday's range with most contracts down 1 to 2 cents. Corn contracts are consolidating, featuring a pennant formation that could be preempting a breakout. Considering futures declined into the pattern, technicians would argue the breakout will be to the downside. December corn has generally found support at the September lows, although little has been seen for strength away from that area. Weaker price action in the soy complex overnight, with all three legs lower as soybean oil leads losses to the tune of about 0.4 to 0.6%. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, at the close yesterday on the livestock futures, December live cattle up 5 cents, 151.57. February down 70, 152.55. November feeder cattle unchanged, 176.95. January up 87, 179.45. And December hogs up 52, 84.87. Kansas City wheat, December up 12 and 3 quarters yesterday, 9.56 and a quarter. March up 10 and 3 quarters, 9.49 and 3 quarters. The Chicago wheat, December up 4 and 3 quarters, 8.18 and a half. March up 3 cents, 8.38 and a quarter. December corn's down 3 quarters, 6.57 and a quarter. March down 3 and 3 quarters, 6.59 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.